This is very exciting news. And I know some of you might be thinking, well, Aaron, that's not taking place for a while. But here's the deal. This is exciting news, and it's exciting news for today because you're going to want to be a part of this. You know, we've got incredible pilots all across Montana. We've got incredible aircraft all across Montana. So there's pilots and there's aircraft that are going to want to be a part of this big air show that's going to be coming in Montana in 2023. But here's the other exciting news. This news just got announced. In fact, last month when I was down in Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo and Cowboy Christmas, about a couple of days before I landed, the Navy's Blue Angels made a big announcement with their flight schedule, with their air show schedule. And this is a big deal for any of you who follow air shows and, you know, aviation and the Blue Angels in particular. They made it official that in 2023, they will be coming to Billings, Montana in August of 2023. So this is a big deal. But I wanted to get this on your radar right now because there's folks all across Montana that are going to be want a part of it. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to attend, of course, but there's a lot of people that need to start the planning right now. So very excited to have a couple of guests with us on the program right now. First up, joining us in studio is Matthew McDonald, who is actually on the board making this whole air show happen. Matthew, great to see you.
Oh, thanks, Aaron. Yeah. And very excited to be here. This is a very exciting topic.
You were down in Las Vegas and when the news came out, what was that moment like?
Well, obviously, extreme joy. But yeah, when you get to see that come up on the screen and they're showing where they're going to be participating all over the country, and Billings, Montana pops up there, nothing but jumps and cheers. And so we were very excited.
So I know a lot of folks know you through the auto body business. You had Raisin Auto Body. Most folks would know Big Sky Collision. Recently brokered a big deal with Crash Champions Auto. So how does a guy like you, who's typically associated with the auto body business, get excited about something like an air show?
Yeah, good question. So it's just seeing it when I was little. I think 88 was the last time the Blues were here, and you just never forget that. And it just brings something when you're a kid. You see the Jets and, you know, patriotism, and you always wanted to see it again. And it's been a over 20-year break since any air shows gone on in Billings. So we just said, hey, let's reach out. Let's see what we could do. And getting the Blues, I mean, that's the number one demo team in the world. So, you know, kind of going for broke on the first pass. But anyway, it'd been a long time since I've been here. And we had a secret weapon. Thumper is his call sign. He's Kendall Switzer out of Bozeman. Anyway, we got him in with us. And we put out the application and boom, we got it. So, I mean, we're totally excited.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, we've actually got Thumper. That's his Blue Angel call sign, as I understand it. And he's on the phone lines. We're going to talk with him here in just a second. I've gotten a chance to chat with him before. Man, he is just high energy. He's like constantly sitting in the seat of that jet, it sounds like, because he's just all energy, all optimism all the time. So we're going to be excited to hear from him. But yeah, another mutual friend of ours, Jake Penwell, part of the board bringing this this air show to Montana as well. I heard a similar story from him where, you know, in the 1980s, he's a little kid and he went to the air show in Billings back then. And he said he never forgets that, how incredible it was and how impressionable it was on him as a kid from a patriotic standpoint. And if I remember right, he said that's a big part of why he ended up joining the United States Navy and serving our country was because of that air show.
100% correct. In fact, Jake and I are the co-chairs, and this all came about with a breakfast. We were sitting there and we mentioned it's been a long time. And we said, well, until somebody tells us no, let's just keep going. And we crossed that bridge. And then obviously now we're having the air show. So you never know what can come out of a breakfast, right? And it was over at Pei's Cafe, ironically. So
there you go. The Hits the Spot Cafe, right?
That's right. That's
right. Yeah, great spot. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's bring into the conversation Kendall Switzer, call sign Thumper. Hey, Thumper, great to have you on the program. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Thanks, Aaron. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you letting me participate. And Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Thumper.
Hey, I got to ask you first, how did you get the call sign Thumper? Is that okay for air, or do we have to tell the kids to put on the earmuffs or anything like that? You never know.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all good. Every pilot in the military normally will get a call sign. It's given to them by the the men and women that they serve us. Usually when you're new, you show up, they watch you for a few months, and then they kind of get together and they decide what they want to call you. But it's a pretty robust little ceremony as it goes on, and usually it's a nickname that you may or may not like, but they give it to you. And mine was primarily because I came bouncing in the squadron as a new pilot trying to learn everything. And the operations officer kept watching me. He goes, you know, you remind me of that little rabbit, that Disney rabbit Thumper on Thumper and Bambi. He goes, you're just like that rabbit. And then they found out that I was a Navy boxer prior to that. And they go, that's it. It sticks. So.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah. So now I read somewhere that you're actually retired as a brigadier general. Now, obviously in the Navy, they don't have generals. They would have admirals. So how do you go from being a Navy Blue Angel pilot, or I guess you were a Marine flying for the Blue Angels, the Navy's Blue Angels. And then what, did you switch to the Air Force? I mean, that's just incredible.
Yes, I did. So after I got done with the Blues, I'd been flying with the Marines for 11 years and loved it, absolutely loved it. Gone quite a bit. All of our men and women in uniform deploy quite a bit today, the Marines especially. And I had three kids, and my wife and I, you know, we were high school sweethearts here from Bozeman, and I knew I needed to make a change to be a dad and a husband. So we moved back to Bozeman. And I left the Marine Corps and then transferred to the Air National Guard, to the Air Force. And that was a blessing. And so I was able to fly with the Montana Air Guard for almost 19 years.
I was joking with Matthew McDonald, you know, because he was talking about how incredible these pilots are. And he was like, oh, yeah, I mean, you know, you have some crews that will fly 10 feet apart from each other. And I'm like, heck, I don't even like driving that close to other car drivers, let alone flying that close to some. But he said the Blue Angels get even closer. We've got a former Blue Angel pilot, retired Brigadier General Kendall Switzer, call sign Thumper, on the phone lines with us right now. Thumper, what is it like being a Blue Angel pilot, and what does it mean for an air show having the Blue Angels coming to Montana?
Well, coming to Montana is huge. The Blues, Navy and Marine Corps, they don't get the opportunity that much to come through the Northwest, especially the interior here. So for them, they are very excited. And, their mission really is to showcase the teamwork, professionalism, and excellence of today's Navy and Marine Corps. And I think they do it very well. To be a pilot on the team, you know, you see the jets. There's six jets, but there's 150 to 180 people working to put those jets in the air. And I think it feels good to fly it as a pilot, like driving a high-speed car, but you realize that there's an entire outfit that's doing everything they can to make that airplane fly as best as it can and to support you so that you can show what teamwork's like. I think it's the teamwork and the trust that sticks with me the most about being part of the Blue Angels, really.
Well, and it, for guys like me and Matthew and Jake Penwell, who were kids in the 1980s, you know, when the movie Top Gun came out, I mean, I remember my first visit to the mall in Billings as a kid from Glasgow, Montana. I got this nerdy T-shirt. It had a fighter jet on it with the American flag. And then, of course, it had the MC Hammer quote, "Can't touch this," on it, you know. But that's what that movie and fighter jets and fighter pilots and air shows, that's the patriotism that really kind of reinvigorated.
Oh, it does. And I think I'm so excited about this air show, the vision of Matthew and Jake to sit down and remember what it was like to be a youngster watching these amazing airplanes and go, you know, we can do this. And I had the opportunity as I was working with Matthew through his auto body repair. And just a brilliant group of people. And they said, hey, we got this idea of this air show. And I said, you can do it. You can really do it. And we are. And I think it's been a year in the work already to get to where we're at right now. And even though it's a year and a half away, that's how much effort it takes to put on one of these events. That's the magnitude of it. But it's going to be awesome. And you think about these airplanes, everybody in everything that they do, and flying fast and high. His airplanes will do almost Mach 2. Almost all the men and women have been in the wartime theater of operations somewhere in the world. And to be able to come together and take this airplane and show what a level of excellence can be. Everybody is the best in their field, but they also, that's actually secondary to their ability to work together as a team. And I think not only do you see it from this military air show perspective on the military side, but you also see it from the civilian side too. You watch this team that Matthew and Jake are putting together for our community from Montana. This team that brings the show, everybody's going to love it. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, well, that's great. And that's why we also wanted to get this on folks' radar early here. You know, even though it's not coming up till August of 2023, that'll be here before we know it. But we also know that there's a lot of Montanans that are going to want to be a part of this team to make this happen or to be a part of it with their business or their airframe, you name it. Matthew McDonald, I know we've only got a couple of minutes left here, but if people, I don't know whether it's a food truck to be there or whether they want to have their aircraft as a part of it or a vendor as a part of it. What can people do to be a part of this and how can they get involved, I guess?
Yeah, so we're going to set up a website, which will be YellowstoneInternationalAirShow.com. And you know, we'll have, you know, obviously a feed in there where you can send in some information. So email us or our phone number will be on there as well. So any ideas, and obviously this, you know, outreaches to the entire state and the region, Wyoming and the Dakotas and Idaho. So, this is for the community. So anybody that wants to be a part of it will have a special, you know, support committee, and then there'll be any ideas. Well, they're welcome. So once that website's up and running here, and I would imagine in the next couple months, that'll be the easiest way to get to us. But like you said, if they want to reach out to you first, you can get the information to us, and we'll take any and all.
Yeah, that's right. So their website isn't set up yet, but if you want to get a hold of Matthew or, you know, or Thumper and Jake and the crew today, you can email me, Aaron@MontanaTalks.com, and I'll get it forwarded over to the guys in the meantime here. But yeah, what are the myriad of ways that could be a part of this? I mean, I'm trying to think of when the last big air show was in Montana. I know in Sydney they had the Canadian Snowbirds a part of that one, which is a cool outfit as well. But yeah, certainly I'll bet your phone is going to be ringing, because once the Blue Angels commit, a lot of other people see that and they want to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, like Thumper said, we've been working on this a year, and so we have a committee of about 20 people, and it goes down from having the catering committee to the volunteer committee, and so there's somebody that's special for each one of those, and we also have a handbook that we go through, so you kind of check things off, and that's important because you'll have committee members that are chair heads. And anyway, once we get people plugged in, you know, we plan on having a big party.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Matthew McDonald, gratefully appreciate your time. Thanks for dropping in the studios.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thumper, General, what do you prefer? Either way, it's an honor to chat with you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Aaron. Thank you. And really looking forward to this spectacular event.